ऑप्शन थे 2 मार्च 2019 सैटरडे, द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम साकार मुरली, मे यू बी एन इंटेंस एफर्ट मेकर हु नोज द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ टाइम एंड देयर बाय कम्स फर्स्ट बाय गोइंग फास्ट. May you be an intense effort maker who knows the importance of time and thereby comes first by going fast. Souls who come in the avyakta part receive the blessings of last. So fast and fast come first. So know the importance of time and use the blessing you have received in a practical way. This avyakta sustenance easily makes you powerful, and so you can move ahead as much as you want, because Bap Dada and instrument souls constantly give blessings for everyone to fly ahead. You have easily received the fortune of moving fast. There are different stages of yakya. If we try to divide the different time period, this yakya can be divided into 5 time periods. The first period, from 69 till 36 till 69. This is 1G. That is the first generation when the yagya started, when all the dadis came. That is the first time, first period. And then there is a 2G, second generation from 69. From 50 you can take this, sorry. Till the time yagya was in Karachi, 50. And then they came here in Mount Abu on 5th May 1950, 5550. So that is from 50 till 69, till Brahma Baba was here. And this was the period when the service started. The first period where only tapasya was there, where there was a struggle, where there was opposition, where there was ridicule, where there was the period when all the children of yagya were stationed at one place and they were just strengthening themselves. When yagya came here, the second part started. Here, many senior brothers of the yagya came. And they all are those who have received the Sakar sustenance. And there is then 3G from 69 till 2007. This was the period when Dadi Prakash Muni was there. And this was the period when Yagya saw the great expansion of service and everything. All the newness, all the wings were formed and many other things took place. That forms the major part of this yagya. And then there is 4G. This is from 2007 till the time Baba was coming. That is till 2016 or 17. And now there is a 5G after that, where we receive or listen recorded murlis. So these are 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G and 5G. So today's blessing talks about those children who have not received Sakar sustenance. So that is, they have come somewhere here in 3G. After 69 they have come in this yagya. So Baba is saying those who have come late, they did not despair. Those who have come late, they can also go fast. And they can also come first.
How?
How? Baba is saying, souls who come in the avyakta part receive the blessing. Then they are last so fast and then they come first. So know the importance of time and use this blessing you have received in the practical way. This avyakta sustenance easily makes you powerful and so you can move ahead as much as you want. Because Bab Dada and instrument souls constantly give blessings for everyone to fly ahead. You have easily received the fortune of moving fast. So what I was thinking, those who have come late, what they should do? They have to do certain things. It's good that Baba is giving extra help to them. It's good that they are receiving blessings. But then they have to do something else on their part. What is that? First of all, a realization that we are late. Many have not realized. Baba is talking for those who have come in the avyakta part. Think of those who have come in this 4G and 5G grid. So first thing is the realization that we are already late. The school has already started in January and we have taken admission in July. So this realization is very important that I am already late. So unless and until this realization is there, the next steps would not take place. So the first thing is, let me realize deeply that I am already late. And the second stage here would be to study the previous curriculum, that which you have not studied. So all that which has been taught before, you need to study that. If I have come late, I must study the previous curriculum. Everything that has been taught before I entered, before I got admission in this university. So I have to study the previous curriculum. And here the curriculum means Gyan, knowledge. Or also various forms of Seva, various forms of services, which I have not done. One should always try to find out what are the different services in the yajna which I have not done till now. That could be anything, but let me find out what are those services which I have not done. It could be gross, it could be subtle, whatever. We should have done almost all different varieties of service of this yajna, whether that is sweeping the floor or speaking in front of lakhs, whether that is cooking or giving courses, whether that is a gross seva or subtle seva or mansa seva, whatever. So the second thing is study the previous curriculum. The third thing, for those who have come late, learn from seniors. They have many things to teach you. Learn from your seniors. They have many things to teach you. They have many things to tell you. Here only, in Madhuban only, there are so many brothers who are staying in here, in this Madhuban, from last 30 years, 20 years. And they are so hidden and they are so incognito that nobody even knows them. Their purushartha, their yoga, their gyan is so hidden, but they are filled with all the divine experiences of their lives. So those who have come, or those who have come late, they should learn from their seniors many things. The fourth thing would be to study fast and more. Because you have less time to study. So that's why you have to study fast. And you have to study more. More than others. Because you have complete. And the last fifth thing is, don't waste time. Identify time killers. Know the time wasters. Find out energy drainers. And remove them. So these are the five steps, five things for those who have come late. They must realize it deeply that we are really late and the time is very less and I have to do something now which I have not done till now. Let me learn from my seniors. Let me go back and try to revise, read, revise, understand all the avyakta murlis, even the sakar murlis, even though they are going to come every day, but still. And I have to find out ways, means, methods to study fast and not to waste time. So these are some of the steps for those who have come late. The most important questions out of this four, five is how to study fast. A student is there in the school and he has taken late admission and all his friends have already covered half the curriculum and now he has entered. Now, what should he do so that he studies fast or understand things fast? This is a very good topic for churning. How to study fast? Yes? Tell at least 25 methods of studying fast. Yeah? Yeah? Extra tuition. Teacher doesn't have so much time to give you extra tuition. Huh? Understanding an experiment. How to study fast? You have to cover the curriculum of 8 months in 2 months. Now tell. Huh? How to become smart student? So on and everything has been done. Now tell something else. Okay, so we try to increase your concentration. Okay, still, but what are the practical ways? This is okay, take some on, take practical. Set the timetable. Okay, don't waste the time. Okay, that's yet another, we have taken this as a fifth, not to waste time. Still, what are the different ways of studying fast? Let the intellect choose. Okay. Let the intellect choose. Tell the practical ways and means of studying fast. First of all, collect what all things you need to read. All the murlis which are kept in the cupboards or which are yet not with you or which is gathering dust. First of all, everything should be on your table. You should have an official attitude, a table, a chair, just as a study attitude that creates to have a table and chair. So, okay. Answer book. So you should have all the material with you. What else? This is just the preparation. We have yet not come to our answer. This is just the preparation to have table, to get all the books, and we decide that we have to read because everything has been, many things have to be done. What are the ways, what are the methods to study fast? Advice from the seniors. Yeah? Advice from the seniors, take shortcuts. We have taken that another, learn from senior, that is another point. Focus on this, how to study fast. Timetable, okay. First realize that you are a student. What else?
Solitude. You want solitude.
So go in solitude. Then what else? Group study. Ah, this is something. To study fast or to understand fast, you need to have a group. This is a very, very strong point. So you take it as a first point. Till that time, whatever you told, this is just a preparation. So this is the first. Form a group for study. Just as you know, in the foreign countries, they have Bible study groups. If you go to Islamic countries, they have Quran study groups. If you go to Buddhistic nature countries, they have group of people who sit and study Vipassana, and they sit and study all the Buddhistic scriptures and Buddhistic stories. So, different religions, have got study groups. So one should have a small study group. So wherever you stay, whichever center, whichever place, whichever section, part of the world, you should have a small study circle, internal study circle, and if possible, meet every day. If not possible, meet at least once a week. That every Sunday, 2 hours, maybe from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock, the group should meet and they should revise all the Murlis of 7 days, or they should revise at least Sunday's Avyakta Murli. So their study group is very important. If you want to study fast, what else? Okay, so you can give homeworks, you can do multiple things in the group, like brainstorming, like mind mapping, and different methods of studying. Apply all the things which a student does in his studies, we have to do here. Same thing, what the students do. So you can divide the tasks. You can give to somebody something, another person something, so that everybody comes prepared. Suppose there is one topic like compassion. So we can divide this topic in 10 parts, and each one of them would be given a different topic. How to be compassionate, what is the necessity of compassion, and how to be compassionate in difficult situations, different like that. Any topic one can pick up and divide amongst group. So group study is very important. So in group study, give the topics. This is first. What else? Discuss. Okay, discuss with each other. Discussion of knowledge always helps, because many things are not clear just by reading them. If you sit alone in solitude, that also has its importance. But knowledge becomes clear, crystal clear, only when you discuss with each other. So, discussion. What else? Sharing, discussion, then writing. That is known as creative writing. One must do some creative writing every day. Recently in one of the Murlis, yesterday I think, the power of drama. Takat. Take one topic and write on it. Every day take one topic and churn it. Every day. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, this ladai, this battle is Kalyankari. How? This is a topic to churn. This is a topic to churn. In this battle, liberation is merged. This is a very powerful statement from today's Sakar Murli. In this battle, the liberation, mukti, is merged. How? So this is a topic. So creative writing is one of the ways to study fast. What else? Concentrate on your weaker subjects. A smart student is the one, if he has got 4 subjects and he knows that he is very weak in maths, so he will give extra time to maths. He will learn from those students who are better in maths, who are cleverer in maths. So one must know, out of the 4 subjects, which is the subject I am very poor. If suppose I am very poor in Gyan, let me focus more on Gyan. If I am very poor in applying Gyan to the practical situations, let me focus more time on that. If I am very poor in yoga, I can't sit for one moment. I can't become that experience, that dead silence, as Baba said in today's Murli. What should I do to experience that dead silence? So focus on yoga. If you feel that none of these virtues, others are more virtuous, what I should do to become virtuous? And if you feel that I am not doing enough service, what should I do? What are the ways, avenues, means, methods, methodologies of becoming a better server? So, focus on your weaknesses. What else? What are the methods to study fast? Whatever. Yeah, this is very important. Always make it a point to revise, to review what you learn. First reading, if you do first reading today, within 24 hours you should revise that. And then second revision, then third revision, then fourth review, fifth review, sixth review, seventh review. Multiple revisions are necessary. Otherwise this knowledge is volatile. It vanishes into the thin air. So one must keep on revising. What else? One must not read continuously at a stretch. There should be intervals. It's to sit for 40 minutes and then to take a break. Don't keep on studying continuously. Continuous studies are never very strong. One should take breaks in between. What else? Hammering. What else? Using flashcards, using different memory methods, using mnemonics. How do you remember the entire Murli? You have to have certain mnemonics, otherwise you can't. Otherwise you can only say that Murli was very good. It was excellent. But what it was, please don't ask me that. Because it was excellent, excellent, and you do not come and you keep on asking stupid questions. First you should come. So, Murli, there should be method to remember that. It's not that somebody has got super memory and somebody is... has got poor memory. There is no such thing as that. There are only two things in the world. Trained memory and untrained memory. That's it. You train yourself and you have trained memory. You remain untrained, you have a raw memory. There are only two groups of people in the world. Those who have trained themselves, those who have not trained themselves. You cannot say that, oh, I can't remember anything, I can't churn. Why can't you churn? Give time. Have methods. There is a methods for everything. In the world, you can acquire any skill you want. For example, one goes for typing. One finds it very difficult. But once you get master, you just type without even looking down. They type like this, you know. Their fingers know. Fingers have eyes. They see. What else? Ask others. What else? Test. You have to take mock tests. It's not that you are just studying and you know everything. You have to do mock tests. Lot of mock tests are needed. Just as in the hospital we do mock drills. Mock drills like there is a bus which fell down and 50 people have injured and the casualty has come in the hospital. 50 people. It has not come in real, but we have to do mock drills. How we will run, how we will do triage, how we will do this, how we will do that. For example, army, military, they do triage. They do mock drills. For example, enemy has attacked. How will you respond? Everybody is sleeping in the camps and suddenly enemy has attacked. So how to respond in emergency situation? That's the training they give in military camps. So mock drills are needed. What else? Studies. How to study fast. Questionnaire. Prepare a questionnaire. Prepare a questionnaire from the Murli and try to answer it. What else? To study fast. Where you have less time and you have to study too much. Whatever you learn, try telling that to others. This is excellent methods of learning fast. Whatever you have read, read it once and try to tell it immediately to others. Ki today Baba said this in the Murli. Today Baba said that in the Murli. Baba talked of this Maha Mantra that has come in today's slogan. So Baba has said this in today's Murli. So whatever you learn, immediately tell it to others. So that it solidifies in your own mind. What else? Methods of learning fast. We should have visualization. So that is known as creative imagery. Creative visualization. What you read, convert that text into drill. Whatever you read, convert that text into drill. See it, visualize it, touch it, feel it. let it become the part of your body, your brain, your mind, your intellect. What else? Your mind should be clear. Okay. When you study, your mind should be clear. What else?
Use a highlighter pen to highlight keywords.
Highlight keywords. This is a very good method. Highlight keywords. And then drink a lot of waters. Students are told that they should drink water. Students are so told that they should have good sleep. Students are told that they should have good food, healthy food during the period of study. What else? They should do exercise, because exercise makes you alert, active, vigilant. And students are told they should not waste time. And they should not mix with those students who are not at all studying. Those who are dull students. You should not waste time in all this paraphernalia of science. What else? Follow the smart students. Go to smart students. Learn from them. Ask them, how do you study? They may not tell the secret. Because if they tell, then you will become smart like them. So they will not tell. But you have to, but you should find out methods to extract knowledge from them, to extract information from the smart students. So learn, go to smart students. There are three types of students in this university. First, those who study alone. Second, those who study in groups. And third, who do not study themselves and don't allow others to study. This is the third category of students, which are very dangerous. And then there are again two types of students. Arjun type of students and Hanuman types of students. Arjun types of students are very much focused. If they are asked an answer, they just like Arjuna saw only the eye of the bird. And then there are Hanuman type of students. They give everything. They bring the whole mountain. They are one giving pinpoint answer, another giving huge. So they are two types of students. So learn methods of studying. Have smart study. You have Avyakta Murli. Now today you have a Sakar Murli in front of you. Okay. So whole world is studying that Sakar Murli at the same time. But how do I study it? What points should I take out from this Murli? What is the important thing which Baba has said today, which he has never said before? What is the newest point in this Murli? What is the most weirdest and which I have never heard before? Some new words, something new that has come. So let me extract. So that will be the smart methods of studying. Apply it, form some drill, use it, talk with other, discuss, brainstorming, mind mapping, different methods of Murli churning, knowing the importance of Murli. All these methods have to be applied. So five stages we saw. First, know that, realize that you are late. Second, study all the previous curriculum. Third, learn from your seniors. Fourth, study more and study fast, because time is less. And the last thing is, don't waste time. So identify time killers. Identify time wasters. Gossips, talks, mobiles, internet, TV, films, serials, games, news. To have news is good thing. But, there is a but. It's not that you keep on reading about news every 5 minutes. What has happened? Has he received where he has come? Has he crossed the border or not? So people are mad after that. So to read news is a very good thing. But that should be in limit. Sports, games and all these things. So one should be very much aware of this thing, of the time, the call of time. What is the time which is going on now? Okay, Om Shanti. We should connect with nature. That's another good point. Because in nature, our mind opens. Our mind opens. You get connected with the universe. And you do not remain restricted only to the Murli. You jump out of Murli and you connect with all the minds of the universe. All the different points which are already there,
connected to that point in the universe, you get connected to that. So that is also one of the best methods. Yeah. Yeah. So try to, and one more, speak to the imaginary audience. Speak to the imaginary audience. Imagine that there are 10 people. What you are learning, immediately after 10 minutes, you have to explain those people what you have learned. So your attention definitely will increase. Om Shanti.